Words of Sri Aurobindo, Difficulties and Obstacles. Difficulties and perplexities can never be got rid of by the mind brooding on them and trying in that way to get out of them. This habit of the mind only makes them recur without a solution and keeps up by brooding the persistent tangle. It is from something above and outside the perplexities that the solution must come. The difficulty of the physical mind, not the true thinking intelligence, is that it does not want to believe in this larger consciousness outside itself because it is not aware of it. And it remains shut like a box in itself, not admitting the light that is all around it and pressing to get in. It is a subtle law of the action of consciousness that if you stress difficulties, you have to observe them, of course, but not stress them. They will quite sufficiently do that for themselves. The difficulties tend to stick or even increase. On the contrary, if you put your whole stress on faith and aspiration and concentrate steadily on what you aspire to, that will sooner or later tend towards realization. It is this change of stress, a change in the poise and attitude of the mind, that will be the more helpful process. As for details, the method of the mind concentrating on details and trying to put them right is a slow and tardy one. It has to be done, but as a subordinate process, not the chief one. If it succeeds at all, it is because after some period of struggle and stress, something is released and there is an opening, and the larger consciousness of which I speak gets through and produces some general result. But the progress is much more rapid if one can make the opening the main thing and keep the dealing with the details as something resultant and subordinate. When there is this opening, some essential, therefore general, progress can be made, and as you yourself say, express and translate itself into details. The mind is always trying to handle details and construct out of them some general result. But what is above mind, and even the best powers of the higher ranges of mind, tend rather to bring about some essential change and make it, or let it express itself, translate itself in the necessary details. I may add, however, that one can feel the essential change without its expressing itself in details. Namely, one can feel a wide, silent peace, or a state of freedom and joy and rest, silent and secure in it, without needing to translate it into sundry details in order to feel the progress made. It is not a theory, but a constant experience, and very tangible when it comes, that there is above us, above the consciousness in the physical body, a great supporting extension, as it were, of peace, light, power, joy. That we can become aware of it and bring it down into the physical consciousness, and that at first for a time, afterwards more frequently and for a longer time, in the end for good, can remain and change the whole basis of our daily consciousness. Even before we are aware of it above, we can suddenly feel it coming down and entering into us. the need is to have an aspiration towards it. Make the mind quiet so that what we call the opening is rendered possible. A quieted mind, not necessarily motionless or silent, though it is good if one can have that at will, and a persistent aspiration in the heart are the two main keys of the yoga.